Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. I hope all is well. Wanted to just share a thought and a story that happened to me this evening. I'll start with the story because it has to do with donning lekaf schus, judging favorably. And as we are getting closer and closer to Rosh Chodesh Av, and we're getting closer to Tisha B'Av, so we want to try as best as we can to see the beauty in everyone, or at least try, like we said last year, to just have that rutzon, to try in our hearts to look at someone and to try and find their good. I was davening Maariv, and there was somebody after Shmoneh Esrei when we were waiting for 10 people. So there was someone in further away on his phone, and especially where I was davening in Kiryat Sefer, it's a very ultra-Orthodox place. There aren't so many phones, and this person was there on a big phone, and the natural thing was like, what's this guy doing on his phone? Everyone's davening Shmoneh Esrei, and my thought, Baruch Hashem, went to say, you know what, he's probably a doctor, or he's probably a Hatzalah member, and he stopped in the middle of whatever it was to daven, and as fast and as quick as he can get back to whoever needs him, that's what he was doing. And right away when they started Kaddish afterwards, he put his phone in his pocket. And as I was walking out of shul, I was thinking to myself, I'll never have that situation ever again. I won't see that person ever again. And it could be, first of all, that it's true, meaning it's very possible that it's true. And the bigger thing that hit me was, like, first of all, it's natural for us to look around and to judge people. But the thing that really hit me is that we really, really don't know. And we never really will know. And we have an opportunity when we see something or someone. You know, I started, I'll just share. I wasn't sure when I would share this in shir, but now is maybe the right time to share, where it used to be when, I just started this. When I'd, let's say, be behind someone. So Baruch Hashem, I haven't used my horn in many, many years. Probably over 10 years, I don't use my horn, of course. If in the car, of course, if it's a danger, then of course I'll use it if someone's gonna crash into me, or you know. But I will not use my horn if someone in front of me is driving slow, or there's a red light and then it turns green and someone, you know, needs to move. I will not. I'll sit there, even though it's very, very hard for me, and it tests my patience. And it used to be, or till recently, I just said that again, when I would pass the car or go away from the car, I would look to see who it is. Just look and say, like, oh, like, you know, they probably don't know how to drive, or is it an older person, or, you know, an old lady, you know, the classic. And then I started saying, I don't want to look. I don't want to look and see a person and judge them a certain way. There was a tzaddik, Rabbi Velvel Cheshen. He was written up in there's a book called the Lamed Vav Tzadikim, I think, of Yerushalayim, or the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. I forgot the exact name of the book. And he's one of them who was in there. And his grandson told me, he was a big, big tzaddik, known to be a big, big kaddosh, mamash, a holy of holy. Could you imagine being called one of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim of Yerushalayim? And this dates back to like the 40s and 50s and 60s. And my good friend, who's his grandson, told me that he had these glasses, these sunglasses. And after he passed away, no one realized, but those glasses were glasses that he couldn't see out of. And it wasn't for Shmiras Einayim. It wasn't so he wouldn't look at a woman, or wouldn't look at, you know, it was so he wouldn't look at another person to judge, to actually judge that person at all. And I think that that's such a chizik, Rav Huttner. I was machaven Baruch Hashem to Rav Huttner, because I always said this, like, don't judge at all. If you happen to judge, try and judge favorably, but try not to look at all. What's the pshat? The pshat is that we literally have no idea. We really, really, really have no idea. Just like no one has any idea what we're going through. We literally have no idea what somebody else is doing. And in a certain way, it's so simple what I'm saying, but it's a proof that it's the Yetzirah that just wants us to see and to read the news or to look at this person and do a whole story on the person. As it says, don't judge your friend until you reach his place, and you'll never reach his place. You'll never know. Forget about neshamas, forget about, you know, the neshama, how holy a person's neshama is, where it comes from, and why they're put in this world. For sure you can't judge what a person's been through, but even on a psychological, regular, simple level, we can't judge anyone. So I just wanted to share that it's such a beautiful feeling when we can do that, because it's so natural sometimes to judge and to just, you know, say the negative. But even that is like, how do we know anything? We don't know anything. We really, really don't know. Even the people close to us, we don't really truly understand why they do what they do and where it comes from, right? A person has to sit for years in and getting to know himself, as the Alter from Kelm said, or Rabbi Yisrael for Salanter said, one of them, they've said similar things like this, that a person can come down in this world for 70, 80 years and not know themselves. 70, 80 years. How could a person, he says, I think the Alter from Kelm, I'll have to look it up. The Alter from Kelm, I think, says, person lives in this world for 70, 80 years and he still doesn't know himself. Meaning, that's what the Alter from Kelm said. That's before phones and before the crazy busyness and before everything. So what does that mean? It means that it takes a lot to know yourself. And now that's to know yourself. To know somebody else? To know somebody else? It's not possible. It's not possible. That's number one. Number two, just quickly, I didn't think it was going to be as long as it is right now, but I'll just share. You know what? I'm gonna stop over here. Hashem will help us all. We should be zocha, each and every one of us. We should be zocha to see the good. We should be zocha to, you know what? I will say the next thing. I was just hesitant because sometimes it's good to have, you know, under 10 minutes, sheer. Just quickly, and then I'll say this thing. We all have weaknesses. We all have chesronos, each and every one of us. Every person has, you know, I've said this in sheer, you know, during the year, I've said this many times. Where does Lashon Hara, where does judging negatively come from? This guy has an anger problem. Oh my gosh, he's such an angry guy. This guy is so lazy. This guy has, you know, this problem. This guy is rude. This guy is this, right? That's usually just a natural. This guy is that. This person's this. This person's that. So one of the basic things is, okay, therefore what? So he has chesronos. He has deficiencies. He has weaknesses. He has things that he has to work on. And I have things that I have to work on. When we remember that perspective, and we remember that we all have things that we have to work on, we all have things that we are not good at. No matter how old you are, no matter what stage in life you are, we all have weaknesses. It's not so much and deficiencies and shortcomings and things that we have. So it's not so much when we look at Yenim, when I look at the other person and that I judge them negatively. That's not such a big problem. I mean, that also is a big problem. But it really comes from the fact that I don't accept within myself that I have my weaknesses. I have my shortcomings. And that's what I'm here on this world to do. That's one of the tzaddikim always say, one of the ways to know, right, why we put on this world. It's not the time of the Arizal where you can know exactly why you're put on this world, exactly what your purpose is. But the tzaddikim tell us, you know, you want to know one of the things that you're put on this world for? To deal with the things that you are weak in. and your shortcomings, and to whether it's accepting it, whether it's living with it your whole life, whether it's working on it, whether it's all the above, which means that's part of our beauty. It's the Tshuva Sarajba. I can't bring it up now on the phone, but I've quoted this from Rabbi. I heard this from B'Shem, my son, B'Shem Rabbi Rudinsky. When he heard it in a shir, a Tshuva Sarajba, I asked Rabbi Rudinsky to send me the Tshuva Sarajba. It's a Rajba. The Rajba is a Rishon. He says that's why when we say the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu, we're blessing Hashem for Borei Nefashos Rabos V'Chesronon. And the weaknesses and our lacking, that's part of, we're blessing Hashem and thanking Hashem. What does that mean? It means it's part of who we are. That's literally part of who we are, and it's okay. Whether we're going to end up fixing it, what, every person who passes away is perfect? No. People pass away and they're left with many, many chesronos, left with many shortcomings. So what does that mean? That means they didn't, okay, we don't know. We don't know what I'm supposed to fix. We don't know what we got to try as best as we can, which we are. We got to do whatever we can to understand ourselves, to understand our weaknesses, to understand what we're lacking. But Hashem made us that way. And when we look at ourselves and say, everybody has a weakness. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? What's the big deal? I have weaknesses. Everybody, no matter how old every person. There's nothing. Now, when we talk it out and we hear it like this, it's like pashut. But we have to remind ourselves. We have to remind ourselves that nobody's right. What's the line? We're perfectly imperfect. Hashem should help us all. Thank you for listening. Should be zocha, each and every one of us, to make great stories about people, because we don't know the story anyway. So you might as well make up a good one. And number two, to realize that we all have chisaron. We all are chaser. We're all lacking. And that's the way Hashem made it. Hashem made us that way. And it's okay. It's okay that we have those chesronos. And when you, like I've always said, the whack-a-mole, when you fix that one, you'll have another one, I promise. You should have many, because that means you'll live a hundred, you'll live a long, long life of always fixing your problems for a long, long time, for a long, long, long time, to deal with this problem and that problem. You know, little problems, not chas v'shalom, real, real, real chas v'shalom. Everyone should be well and healthy, and we should only have simchas. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful, amazing first morning, first afternoon, first evening of your entire life. Thank you.